Stargazer Time, our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny planet, and also what we might try and look for in our dark skies. As usual, we're very lucky to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal. Christopher, welcome back. What do you have in store this week?
Hey Dave, good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the southern sky after sunset. The moon this week is passing through its last quarter phase, and so skies will become darker as the week draws on.
Now, you mentioned the moon, and unbelievable as it may sound, Christopher has a claim of life on the moon in his report this week. What is going on?
Indeed. There is life on the moon. Well, perhaps. The humble tardigrade, or water bear, is a microscopic eight-legged creature that lives predominantly in water here on the Earth. And they're found in all sorts of places, from tropical rainforests right the way to the Antarctic. And now they have entered the final frontier. An Israeli moon lander carrying water bears as part of a scientific experiment crash-landed on the moon, scattering these microscopic creatures all over the lunar surface. To see one of these guys, you have to look at them through a microscope.
And you're telling me somebody's got a tool that heavy and they can see them crawling around up there?
No, they were sent there as part of the payload package, so we know they're out there somewhere.
Okay. Now, I'm guessing there's no invasive species rules yet for the moon, but one never knows. What's the story on that?
You're right. Right now, there isn't. Space law, as it's currently written, would only get you into trouble if you've left something like weapons or experiments that may interfere with other scientific explorations. When it comes to biological organisms, space agencies are basically left to police themselves with little to no global oversight.
And also, on the flip side, sometimes, just like with invasive species on Earth, they change what's happening and take over and stuff. Is there a chance they could have some sort of negative impact up on the moon or breed into an out-of-control species up there?
Well, the water bears themselves are incredibly resilient, but in the absence of water, they essentially enter a state of inactivity. They self-freeze dry, which enables them to survive conditions that would otherwise destroy organisms. This means they are probably happily asleep on the lunar surface and could potentially stay that way for decades.
So it sounds like a water bear colony on the moon isn't really going to happen unless they start getting some rain or something up there.
Exactly, which is a long shot.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun report here on Stargazer. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.